Rural health advice after a flood. There are health risks with contaminated floodwater, including from overflowing septic tanks. Assume that all floodwater is contaminated. For example, this might be farm runoff with fecal matter from animals, sewage, farm chemicals, diesel or petrol from the roads, etc. Avoid contact with floodwaters if possible. General advice. 1. Always wash your hands with soap and water. A. After handling items contaminated with floodwater or sewage. B. Before touching food and before smoking. And C. After doing any cleanup activity. 2. Do not allow children or pets to play in floodwaters. If children have been in floodwaters, make sure they wash their hands well afterwards. 3. Protect any cuts or wounds from floodwaters. If any wounds develop or get red, swell or ooze, see your doctor. Check with your family doctor as you may need a tetanus booster, especially if the wound is deep. And 4. Use protective clothing, that is rubber gloves, boots and eye protection while cleaning. Drinking water safety or using tank water. 1. Flush your water pipes, if on town supply, by turning the taps on and running until the water is clear. Follow any instructions from the council or your water supplier. 2. If you collect water from your roof, make sure it is clean. For example, no windblown debris. If there is, disconnect the tank at the downpipe and clean the roof. For example, brush off debris and rinse if sufficient water available. Throw away water contaminated with debris, or boil or add bleach to water to make it safe to drink. 3. If your water tank is affected by floodwater, get rid of the water. It may be polluted. Clean the tank out and disinfect it. We recommend you continue to boil your water until you have used the first tank of water. Alternatively, you can add additional chlorine, unscented plain bleach, to your tank as per the instructions in www.esr.cri.nz/assets/water-content/ESR0940-household-water-supply.pdf. 4. If bore water is affected, pump the bore to waste for 24 hours. If the bore is underwater, do not pump. Boil water before drinking until you can arrange for water quality tests at a later date. 5. If your water comes from a shallow bore or well affected by floodwater or surface water runoff, mix 2.5 litres of plain, unscented household bleach with 45 litres of water and pour down the well. Replace the well cover and turn on each tap until there is a smell of chlorine in the water. Turn off the tap, but do not use the water for 8 hours. Then open all taps and flush out the chlorine. Hazardous substances. Hazardous substances are harmful to health because they may be poisonous, corrosive, flammable, explosive, or an irritant. They can also cause contamination and damage if they are accidentally spilt in a disaster situation. You can recognize the most hazardous substances by the colored diamond on the container. Get rid of contaminated carpets, flooring, and upholstered furniture unless they can be cleaned and disinfected. 1. Do not wade through floodwaters that could contain hazardous substances without wearing protective footwear and clothing. 2. Do not rely on your sense of smell to assess danger. Be extra careful and get expert advice. 3. Do not move explosives that have been wet. Contact civil defence. 4. Do not go near or handle any drums or containers of chemicals you find without having protective clothing and equipment. Report them to the local authority. And 5. Wear rubber boots and rubber gloves during cleanup procedures so your skin is not exposed to any contamination. Dead animal management. Decomposing animals can carry diseases that affect human and animal health. They must be disposed of quickly to avoid contamination of waterways or contact with remaining stock on your property. Follow these principles of dead stock management. 1. Dispose of the animal as soon as possible to reduce risk of disease spread. 2. Utilize dead stock collection services if available. 3. Do not leave dead stock on the roadside or within public view. Most collection services prefer to pick up inside the farm gate. 4. The carcass must not be left within 45 metres of the farm dairy or within 50 metres of a water source. And 5. Keep dead stock out of waterways. Collection services are the preferred option, but if there is no collection service available, there are other disposal options to consider. See www.dairynz.co.nz/environment/on-farm-actions/waste-management/dead-stock-disposal/. Getting rid of rubbish. 1. Listen for civil defence or local council instructions. 2. Sort perishable and non-perishable rubbish and flatten any bulky items. 3. Bury rubbish away from any water course, such as a stream or river. Cover each layer with soil and add lime or disinfectant to reduce smells. Mark all sites. 4. Compost all organic refuse if possible. 5. Burn dry rubbish in the backyard using large drums or build a makeshift incinerator from concrete blocks, bricks and wire mesh. 6. Store rubbish that cannot be buried or burnt in covered containers or tightly tied plastic bags ready for collection. 6. Report any rubbish contaminated by hazardous substances to civil defence. And 7. Tell your insurance company about any condemned item of property before getting rid of it. If you are not insured, make a list of any items being dumped. Take photos if necessary to record what you are getting rid of. Mental well-being and emotional support. 1. It can be a very difficult time for many people. For help with anxiety, distress or mental well-being, call or text Need to Talk on 1737 to speak to a trained counsellor for free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 2. Or call Rural Support Trust on 0800 787 254 to talk to someone who understands the pressures of rural life. And 3. Cultural support is also available for Māori and Pacifica at www.wellbeingsupport.health.nz. For more information, contact your local authority or the National Public Health Service.